You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at wqcs.org. A million of something can be hard to contemplate, but when you do think of things in that number, it's nice to picture something pleasant, like dollars. But dollars are not what they were counting in St. Lucie County this winter.
We were collecting between a half a million and a million mosquitoes a week.
Jim David is head of St. Lucie County Mosquito Control. The warm winter has made for good mosquito breeding, as those who live in coastal areas can attest.
Even though we were aerially larviciding, ground adulticiding, and hand treating almost every single day.
This is National Mosquito Control Awareness Week, and David tells us we most likely are not aware of the extent to which mosquito control efforts make our area more livable. An excerpt from Patrick Smith's classic Florida novel, A Land Remembered, reads like this. Cows were bucking, kicking, and falling around him as Zach raced across the marsh. As soon as a cow hit the ground, mosquitoes swarmed over it and formed a solid mass in its mouth and nose, blocking air from its lungs and causing the cow's eyes to pop out as it tried to bellow but could not do so. The shipwrecked Jonathan Dickinson told of burying himself in the sand on our shores to avoid being bitten as he tried to sleep. And Jim David says the area was once known as Mosquito County.
If the impoundment was not here, there would be no nighttime activity in Fort Pierce. There would be no nighttime activity on the drive. No matter how many times we'd fly airplanes at killing adult mosquitoes and treating and retreating the marshes, it would be a losing equation.
But mosquitoes are kept at bay in part by the Bear Point Mosquito Impoundment located south of the Fort Pierce Inlet. From May through September, the county's website says 49,000 gallons of water per minute are continuously pumped into the impoundment's culverts. Bear Point is the very first such impoundment established in the state in 1935, and the concept is simple.
By having the water on the marsh surface, the adult females cannot lay their eggs anywhere. So we're basically preventing them from increasing their populations because they have no place to develop large populations.
Bear Point is also a popular place for fishermen with several fishing piers which stretch into the Indian River Lagoon. And mangroves are just about all you see growing, no room for invasive plants. In all, the county has 22 managed impounds and others which are smaller than Bear Point's 12 acres and largely unmanaged.
They are preventing disease transmission, they are protecting our quality of life to the point where most people have no inkling as to the fact that they are still in what could be considered Mosquito County if we were not, yes, it could still be Mosquito County if we were not managing. If for some reason we ceased to manage the coastal wetlands, St. Lucie County would revert to Mosquito County within a year.
But there are no plans for that to happen. So while it does seem often that there are way more mosquitoes than we would like, without control efforts, we would at times find the area unlivable. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.